Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome to APW Help for Homes. You're all smileys today. So I hope you can feel the smiles coming from Keith. It's so funny. You should see his, all his pearly whites.
Well, because I got the...
Just smiling at me.
I got some problems fixed on my Jeep, so I was really happy.
Oh, my goodness. Your project car, which is good. Yeah. I'm glad everybody has to have a hobby. That's your hobby.
Well, actually, my hobby's loving you. My car is kind of a side thing.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody can suck up as good as I can.
That's true. That is true.
I'm good at it.
So, if you just tuned in, you're listening to APW Help for Homes. Keith and I run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I've done that for over 15 years here in the metro, servicing all of your residential plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. We can work on all commercial as well, but we just love talking to you, the homeowner, especially every weekend right here so that we can give you great tips, helpful hints, and if you don't want to do it yourself, call us at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, 913-825-6600. You can go to apwplumbing@gmail.com. We'll get you taken care of. I do want to go over a couple specials, and then I know you're chomping at the bit wanting to jump into our topics today. But we do have the $59 radio special. That's our furnace safety inspection. Again, $59 furnace and safety check from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And then in addition, you need a free estimate on your furnace and air conditioner. Absolutely no cost, no obligation. We'll get you a free estimate. And if you buy in the month of October, we'll absolutely throw in a free air treatment and free humidifier. This is the time of the season that you need to get, once we get into colder season, I should say, need that humidifier and air treatment. So we'll absolutely give it to you for free with a combo purchase of a furnace and air conditioner. All you have to do is call for your free estimate. We always have financing. 913-825-6600 is the number to call.
Yeah, actually, you know what I wanted to talk about?
No.
Potatoes.
Well, of course. No. I know the topics we're supposed to talk about today.
No, potatoes.
But I don't know anything about why you would want to talk about potatoes.
Because I got some potatoes that are non-genetically modified.
Okay.
And so I'm going to plant them next year with the kids, right?
Okay.
And so they're potato seeds, in essence. That's what they become, is seeds once you hold on to them. So I have been spending tons of time figuring out how to store potatoes all winter.
Okay.
And you can. That's, you know what? And what I figured out, and I feel so dumb about this, is that a root cellar, do you know why they call it a root cellar?
Because it saves roots.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you'd put your potatoes, garlic, onions, stuff, for planting for the next year. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
How
now.
Funny.
So yeah. So now I've been working on saving my potatoes so I can grow them next year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Right. So your latest thing here, if you have just tuned in, never heard of APW before, I've only heard of us a few times. Keith and I are a married couple. So sometimes when we talk about these personal things, we're actually married. So it makes sense. But we also run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. But anyway.
Joyfully married.
Joyfully. You've been into the whole, like, you know, the meals for 20 years and the, you know, how to, if we have a catastrophe, how to plant.
Well, you see all the stuff that happens.
I don't even know. I mean, I have a purple thumb. So, if we were to survive off my gardening skills, we're dying.
Right. Well, you know what's happened in Texas and Florida. What if something bad happened? All's I figured is I might as well. All's I figured is that I planted some apple trees, right?
So yes.
Because we love apples anyways.
Yes.
And then I'm getting this.
But if we got like a tornado, it would like kill the apple trees.
No, it would kill the apple trees. But I do want to have an area to plant fruits and vegetables with the kids, right? And so then, and I have all the stuff that I'm storing and getting ready for. But what if a horrible catastrophe happened? I could feed my family.
You could.
That's all.
Yeah. Well,
and we tried out the food. It wasn't too bad.
I love the forward thinking. So, You know, I mean, if you guys want to call and talk to Keith about what he's discovered, give him a call. Way more information than I'm actually interested in. However, if it happens,
any of it, you're
if
not interested
it
in.
Ever happens,
you'll be thanking me.
I will be thanking you. I'll be like, man, you know, the zombie apocalypse. I will be like, thank impossible. You, Keith.
That's so, impossible. But
he's saving our
catastrophe.
Family.
You never know. I just want to feed my family.
Absolutely.
My little sweet Quincy, so when she looks at me and goes, "Daddy, I want food. I want to build a hand her food."
Okay, so this is not a commercial for any of that type of thing, by the way. There's no commercial. We're not, you know, validating. We're not endorsing anybody.
I'm going to charge her like $1.25 for a meal, though. That girl has a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. She does a lot of lemonade stands.
She does. So, but, she made like $60 off a lemonade stand.
So last week we did talk about some faucets and what faucets that you're looking for. You know, we absolutely would hope that you would go with a faucet from APW because of the great quality that you're going to get. It's going to stand the test of time, and it comes with a great value. And of course, we'll install it for you at a great value as well. So if you have to replace any faucets for your kitchen sink or your bathroom, definitely give us a call so that we can at least compare those prices for you between maybe you having to do it yourself or going to the box store. Or if you go to the box store, then believe me, the quality is not going to be as great as what you can get from a distributor. That's just a matter of fact. That's not an opinion. That's a matter of fact. That's how they keep those prices down, is they sacrifice quality. And that's what we spoke about last weekend. And we just wanted to touch again a little bit on it because we had some questions this last week from the show. And we appreciate those questions and comments. So thanks for giving us a call or an email shout out. And please continue to do that at apwplumbing@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website at thedixiedifference.com or apwplumbing.com.
Yeah, the big deal is to be patient with one and make sure you do a complete list before you go to get the faucets, because nothing's worse than taking 3 or 4 trips to the hardware store.
Oh, it's so wasteful. So it like burns a whole weekend if you're trying to do a home, you know, a DIY project.
Right. And one of the questions was, okay, so I need shut off valves for my faucets. And I'm like, yes, for your toilets and your faucets. And the reason you need a shut off.
And again, back up a little bit.
What's that, Mama?
You know, let's tell folks, what do you mean by shut offs? You know, you have a shut off for your whole home. So if you got a major leak in the whole home, you could turn off the water coming into the home, which would stop that, you know, tanked water heater or the overflowing toilet or any major leak that you might have in your home. You can turn off the water. But what if you don't want the water turned off to the whole house? That's a huge inconvenience. You can have, it's super important to have shut offs at each location. So every toilet should have its own dedicated tiny little shut off going right to the toilet that's right there at the location of the toilet. So you can turn that baby off if it's completely overflowing, but you don't have to sacrifice your whole house. So that was what you're speaking of, is that, you know, the kitchen sink should have its own shut off. The bathroom sinks should have its own shut off at every single toilet. And it's a minimal investment to have these little shutoffs at each of those water appliances.
Right. And the it's important to have each one of them. The old ones used to take 6 or 7 turns, and most people can never shut them completely off. And they all came with stems.
Yeah, and you're doing it in a panic anyway. I mean, right. It's all leaking, and you're like twisting. Am I twisting it the right way? I mean, who, you know. And
yeah, you don't think righty tighty lefty.
Right. No. You just like stop the leak.
Right. So what we end up, what we always get is when you replace faucets or toilets, you should always just replace the shutoff to that item. It's just a safe thing to do. And nowadays we only use quarter turns.
And it's a minimal investment. Yeah, a quarter turn.
Quarter turn shutoffs. Well, typically, now this isn't all the time, but most of the time it's going to be a 1/2-inch water line that's being stubbed through the floor, either to your sinks or to your toilet. So when you go to the, if you go to the store and you want to try to do it yourself, is that shutoff is going to be 1/2-inch on one side, and then the other is going to be what they call the supply line. You typically want to replace supply lines with your faucets and toilets also, because you don't want them leaking or breaking just because you didn't replace it for that moment, right? So your supply line needs to match up to your shutoff valve and to the item you're going to.
Whether it be the toilet
or the faucet, right?
Right.
And so you have 3/8, 5/8. There's a couple different sizes in there. So what you want to do is look at your faucets and read the instructions and find out what is the intake lines to your faucet? What size are they? That's the supply line that you're going to put on your faucet. The supply line going down to your shutoff, at that point, you just get the supply line and the shutoff to match each other. And then typically it's going to be half inch going in, stubbing into the floor of the wall. There you go. Okay. And that's it. But put everything together and go to the store and just match it. That's the easiest thing to do.
If you're doing the DIY project.
Right. Now, the best thing to do is just call us because you get a good faucet. But and one of the questions I got also asked is, why do you say that the stuff is cheaper from the store? The reason the prices are lower is because they sell mass produces
again,
a quantity of them.
Again, if you just tuned in, we're talking about faucets. So if it was a kitchen sink or bathroom faucet, and you wonder why is it just less expensive to go to a box store than it is through like a plumbing company to buy that product. And that was asked a couple of times this last week from our show.
Right. And so what ends up happening is that the person like the big box store that's ordering it tells the manufacturer, okay, I'll spend this much money per faucet. So what they do is they find a way to remove some of the metal parts and they put in plastic. And so the faucet becomes less heavy. Typically, I've seen the last study that was done about a pound lighter between go to the box store and the distributor for the exact same brand, model, everything.
Except the quality has been compromised.
Right, that one
now
pound of weight was
plastic
quality.
Rather than the actual metal that was inside. So we do have to go to a quick break. So we're going to talk more about faucets. We're also going to get into why you need to do that furnace safety and clean check to take care of it, and the real purpose behind it and why you should. If you have want to do the $59 furnace safety and clean check, give us a call. 913-825-6600. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back to APW Help for Homes. We were talking about faucets last segment, so we hopefully got some great little tips on, you know, why you would want to buy between a distributor, a plumbing distributor, versus the big box store. Again, quality, quality, quality is the answer to that question. Physically, the product is a better product coming from the distributor, because those box stores are going to figure out a way to get that product to you at the cheapest way possible. So they sacrifice quality. That was the gist of what we talked about the last segment.
I would say so.
Yes. And then absolutely, we decided, you know, I wanted to let everyone know that if you don't have those little quarter turn shutoffs for your kitchen sink, your bathroom sinks, and for your toilets, that's just a very nominal investment, especially if you are at a time of replacing those faucets or those toilets. Make sure that you or your plumber, or like APW, can absolutely do that for you and put those little shutoffs there. So if that appliance or that, you know, that toilet or that faucet leaks at any point and you need to quickly turn it off, and so that you don't have to turn off the water to the whole house, make sure that you got an easy way of doing that. So just a gist of what we spoke about last segment. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call at 913-825-6600. Or you can give us an email shout out at thedixiedifference.com or apwplumbing@gmail.com.
Yeah, you know, those situations, that's where you come in to be the most impactful.
What's that?
The little situations.
Where I come in.
Yeah, because like you have really small hands and it's easy for you to do the shutoffs and small spaces. It's easy for you to get in.
It's a big burly guy like you. Huh?
Yeah. I can't fit. You squeeze through there.
Too
you
funny.
Go, girl. Here's the wrench.
You got it. Yeah. So I want to remind folks, too, a couple other reasons to try out APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. If you hadn't had the opportunity to do that yet, we have a radio special, $59 furnace safety and clean check. It is getting that time of the season. Winter is coming upon us. We've had those days where it gets really, really well, not really hot. We're getting up to 80 degrees, but it's getting really chilly in the evening time. So we're going to get more and more of those days as we get closer to November and December. So take advantage of the $59 furnace safety and clean check from APW. It's $125 value for only $59. 913-825-6600. Another reason to give APW a call is you will receive free air treatment and free humidifier with the purchase of a combo furnace and AC. So if you are at the point where you need that free estimate, no cost, no obligation to figure out, you know, to upgrade your dinosaur, probably. That's the only reason you would want that, is to make sure better efficiency, better comfort for your home, better safety for your home by installing a combo furnace and air conditioner. We're going to give you a free air treatment and a free humidifier for the month of October. So call for a free estimate. Again, we always have financing. 913-825-6600. Or go to thedixiedifference.com and we'll help you out with there as well.
Yeah, I think the big question we get asked is the $59 tune-up safety inspection type of thing is what's really the purpose? You know, what are we coming out there to do? Well, one of the large areas, when we call it a safety inspection for the wintertime, the reason we're calling it a safety inspection or a tune-up is the heat exchanger in your furnace. Now, real quick, here's the fun part of HVAC, the heat exchanger.
What is a heat exchanger?
Exactly. So the heat exchanger, if you imagine like an S curve, and you have like four of those stacked right next to each other, that's like what a heat exchanger is. The gas or the furnace blows gas into the heat exchanger and ignites it. And so the metal gets really hot and the air passes over the metal, which warms the air, hence warms your house. Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
Hey, now, the reason we do it that way is because if you had an open flame, then any of the unburnt material would be carbon monoxide free flowing into your house.
And this would be on all gas furnaces.
Right.
We're not talking about air handlers, which would be electric homes. Yes.
Yeah. If they do that, you have a bigger issue.
There's something wrong. Right.
So that's called a fire.
Yeah.
That's
right? Okay.
But on your gas or propane furnaces, so what ends up happening is that we blow the gas into the heat exchanger, which doesn't allow for carbon monoxide to get spent into your breathing air,
yeah,
which is always our concern, right?
Right?
Something about carbon monoxide being spent in the air is probably a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so it's horrible. So what the issue is, and this is where we tell people, is that before you ever turn on your furnace in the wintertime, the newer furnaces, let's say the net last 5 years, okay, what they did is nowadays what we do is we mold the heat exchanger, meaning is they take the just like a Play-Doh.
In the manufacturing plant,
process.
They make it through a mold,
right.
Correct.
So it's like Play-Doh. You know, you put the Play-Doh in the container, you squeeze it together, and it's one solid piece, right?
Right.
Well, there's no seams in it. There's no stretching of the metal. It's just as strong in the curves as it is the straight spot.
However,
prior to recently, that's not how we did it. What they would do is they would take a tube of metal. The manufacturer would take metal and they would either seal it together, like two ends, pinching the two ends together.
So it has a seam.
Or a seam. And then they would bend the metal. And you know that once you bend metal, it gives it a thin spot in the metal.
So it stretches.
Right. Well, that's the first curve of the S. And then the second curve would have the same problem. Well, you imagine if you're sending a great deal of heat and it's hitting that thin part of the metal, what has a tendency to happen is that either the seams will separate or we get a hole in the heat exchanger. So then the question gets into is, if I have a hole in my heat exchanger, what does it matter? Or a crack, right? So the cracks are sometimes tough.
And let's just pause for a minute. It matters.
Right.
It matters hugely. And we have just a minute here. So real quick, tell them why it matters if you have a crack or a hole, a pinhole in your heat exchanger.
Well, it brings in extra oxygen into the burning process. And that extra oxygen that goes into the heat exchanger now leaves excess carbon monoxide that gets blown through your house.
So you have carbon monoxide poisoning happening, folks, is what he's saying. So, I mean, you gave a great explanation of that. But ultimately, the end there is that you have carbon monoxide poisoning happening. So these furnace safety inspections that we do, you can get one just for $59, $125 from APW. If you have an aging or old furnace, make sure you're just getting it checked out every single year for the safety of your home. It is worth the money when you're spending just something as little as $59. From APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. You can call now at 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. Or you can go to thedixiedifference.com. Give us an email shout out at apwplumbing@gmail.com. And you can do that all right now. We can get you on the schedule your earliest convenience. You're listening to APW Help for Home. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Willibard.
I love it when you try to do a Southern accent because you do it so horribly.
I wasn't trying.
You just don't have it, you Colorado boy.
We lived in the mountains, very thin air. No. That's what happened in my brain.
No, you lived in the valley there in Denver.
No, it's 5,000. That's still 5,000 feet in the air.
Is it
a mile high? Yeah,
the mile high city.
It's like the seventh step of the Capitol building or something.
That's what's
seventh
wrong with
or
you.
The 11th
That's
step.
What's wrong with you.
Thin air. Spent a lot of times up there.
Wondered what was wrong, but that, now I figured it out.
Yeah. We used to be nice over there.
We used to be. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is APW Help for Homes. Keith and I run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. You know what? And we've had APW for over 15 years, and we love doing any plumbing, heating, and air conditioning for your home. So do give us a call and reach out if you're having any issues. And if you have checked us out and used us, thank you. Thank you for being such a valued APW customer. Thanks for being a loyal listener as well. I love hearing from folks that say that they love listening to us. And it's fun. It's just really, really fun. But we enjoy sharing our knowledge and just talking freely on the air about things that are important and passionate to us. And we are glad that you take to that information. So motivates us to do it every single week. So thank you for that. And if you just tuned in, well, hopefully we entertain you enough to give you some information in the process that you can use for your own home, save you some money in the long run. And any other bigger things that you don't want to tackle, we hope that you will give APW a call and find out what the Dixie Difference is all about. I do have a couple specials for the month of October. We'll always have a radio special. If you call in and let them know you heard us on the radio, the $59 furnace safety and clean check. And we talked a little last segment about why is it so important to check your furnace out once a year. And we're going to finish up that here in a minute. We also have, if you need a free estimate, you just really want to know what it's going to cost to replace your furnace and air conditioner. It's an aging dinosaur and it's costing you a lot of money every month to maintain, you know what, get a free estimate. Find out what a higher efficiency system is going to cost you and how much. We can tell you how much money a month that it will save you versus the bills that you're paying now. And no cost, no obligation to do this for you. But if you do purchase a unit, a combo unit, furnace and air conditioner in the month of October, you will get a free air treatment and free humidifier with that purchase. So great time to get extras in the month of October. Call 913. Call now, 913-825-6600, or you can go to apwplumbing@gmail.com, and we'll get that scheduled up for you at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, that's awfully nice of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, real quick, do you know why I was happy about moving forward on my Jeep? Because you never asked me.
Oh, I kind of glossed over the Jeep. Since this is not a show about Jeeps,
I
kind of like to
Jeeps.
Gloss over some of your random comments.
Well, my speedometer, I told you that I had them cut.
So you're
the
fixing
hole.
Up an old Jeep.
Right, right.
I mean, if you're going to talk about it. So
it's a cool old Jeep.
It's like, what, 19, I don't know.
It's a 73 CJ5.
Okay.
Except for the front clip is from a 59 Willys Jeepster.
Okay.
So I combined them.
It's kind of a bulky, right. Big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Cool. Yeah. It's really cool. And so I had a dash made, except for the speedometer. I had them do a factory size speedometer. And when I ordered a replacement, they're half an inch too small.
Oh, God.
So I had this place. It's called Machine Head. We'll see how they do. I'll let you know. They're fabricating place.
Is that somebody like you just endorsed a company here in KC?
Well, I've endorsed them. I said, let me see how they are.
Oh, you just did. You just said their name.
Machine Head?
Yeah. So
okay,
he's,
well, okay. If they do bad, then I don't know. Our 6 million listeners will go and protest.
Right.
So, but they're cutting me a piece of metal that I'm going to place on the dash to cover to make it look nice so it doesn't look like I messed
you
up.
You messed
it
up.
It looked like a design of it. And that's why I'm so happy is because he's like, I got this.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, I'm so glad you shared that story. It's just a riveting. Just riveting.
Yeah. For people who like cars, it is.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
It's a great hobby for you, and it's important that everyone has hobbies. So good for you.
And what's my hobby?
What's my hobby?
Your hobby's dealing with me.
Don't have any hobbies. Jeez.
Yes, you do.
Between work and family and being an Uber car for, you know, soccer and baseball and anything else. Jeez.
No, I think you do. I think your hobbies are great.
My hobbies? Yeah, that's all my hobbies.
Yeah, well, you do watch TV.
Yeah, I do.
That's kind of a hobby, yeah. At night, late at night, instead of coming to bed. A
couple of shows I like to catch up on.
I don't like any of them, but yeah.
Okay, so moving on. purpose of the... Thanks for taking us to nowhere. You're listening to APW, Help for Homes. Hey, you know what? We are going somewhere, though. The purpose. Why? We get this question a lot of times during the year. We have folks calling needing to get their furnace safety and clean check done. And then we have some folks go, you know what? Why? I know it's important. I know you're saying to get it done. But why is it important to get a furnace safety inspection done? And so we're going to go over a few more of those points and reiterate some that we've made. We have the $59 furnace safety and clean check. It's $125 value, and you should absolutely get it done every single year. You know, here's the stat for you. You lose up to 5% efficiency each year not maintaining your system. It is a mechanical system. You know, you definitely take care of your car, hopefully. You get the oil change on time, so that therefore you still can make it from point A to point B and have no problems or issues. So you maintain your car. Don't neglect something that is out of sight, out of mind, which is our furnace. You know, it's usually tucked away and we don't really think about it because we're not physically getting it into it and it's taking us somewhere. But it's definitely taking care of us all day and all night. So make sure you're maintaining your mechanical equipment because, again, you'll lose up to 5% efficiency each year not maintaining your mechanical equipment. And with that being said, if you think about it, 10 years. If you're losing up to 5% efficiency over a 10-year period, that's up to 50% efficiency being basically wasted down the drain. You're just throwing your money away. And the great thing is if your system is 10, 15, 20 years old, the systems in the last 5 years have made a huge technological jump. You know, it's really been the same old thing for the last 30 years, 40 years on the equipment. There really hasn't been many improvements, but the last 5 years have been great, great improvements in technology. It's kind of like the big box TV. Now we've got every TV's a thin. It's like, how thin can they get? But that's a new normal for us, a new normal. So that's the same thing with the furnace and air conditioners is that there's lots of great technology to really lower those monthly utility bills for you. But in addition, whether it's new or it's a dinosaur, you still want to get them checked every single month. And the great way you can do that from APW is a $59 furnace safety and clean check that you can call, $125 value, and that's our radio special at 913-825-6600. And if you want to get a free estimate on your dinosaur, your furnace and air conditioner, I actually mean, we do have
me.
You're getting there. We have the free air conditioner, free air treatment and free humidifier with the purchase of a combo furnace and air conditioner in the month of October. So you can get that free estimate, no cost, no obligation, if you're just wanting to check out some pricing. But if you do purchase, you get free air treatment and free humidifier for the month of October. 913-825-6600 is the number to call for that free estimate.
Heat exchanger.
Yes. So. Yeah, I know. You want to get back to the heat exchanger.
Yeah, because they're dangerous.
First off, let's remind folks, heat exchanger, that's what's exchanging the heat in the furnace, turning that cold air into warm air to warm the air throughout your home as it goes through the ductwork.
Yeah. It's they're like, most of the time, they're like S style. If you look at it at the side, it would look like an S.
If you looked into it, yeah, it looks like an S with basically bent metal that's moving around to get that exposure over the wind that's blowing over it.
Yeah, correct. Metal gets hot, air goes over the metal, air gets hot.
Right.
And that's basically what it is. It's exchanging heat from metal to air, right?
Right.
So what happens to them, though, we have to be careful of.
We want to check those out in those furnace safety and clean checks is why you want to talk about it.
Yeah, we use a camera to go in there and take a look. We also can use water tests, which are water droplets, to see if it drips through. It's important that we verify it.
What are we looking for when we have the camera in there?
We're looking for actually just cracks, and it's typically going to be in the bends. The first bend is where you're going to see a crack in there or a slight variation in the metal. And we know that when it heats, it opens up that crack a little bit larger and boom.
Boom.
Oxygen enters in. Too much oxygen does poor burning. Poor burning equals carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. If you've got a crack or a pinhole in your heat exchanger, if you've ever been told that, by law, we are actually, we have to shut down your furnace. We have to turn off the gas to your furnace because you will be poisoning your home. So that's how important, when we talk about this, we talk about it with much passion because it is a huge safety issue. And we're not saying, hey, get this $59 because we're going to find a crack in your heat exchanger. We most likely won't find cracks in your heat exchanger. But it is something that you want to be aware of, especially in these 80% furnaces, that because we know that those are older aging furnaces. And you just want to make sure that you're just getting peace of mind once a year that those are getting checked out. Plus, while we're there, we're going to get a nice little thorough cleaning for only $59. You call now, 913-825-6600. We're already at another break. I want to remind folks, as we switch gears a little, we do have that $99 whole home plumbing inspection with a tanked water heater flush. So do call if, winter wreaks havoc on plumbing. So before winter hits, let's make sure we're taking care of any plumbing issues at a nominal fee before they become big issues. 913-825-6600 is the number to call. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is the Dixie Williford.
Okay, all right, great. Thank you for that intro. Welcome back to APW
Help
for Homes.
Is that a little slow?
No, it's wonderful. You did a great job.
You look great today. Did I tell you that?
Well, thank you. So do you in your nice blue shirt that you wear every single day.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Now, you do change from time to time.
this is my company shirt.
Right. I know.
It's a blue collar shirt. I have 12
nice
of them that you make me wear. So you can't complain when I'm wearing company uniform.
But it is kind of fun. It's an easy target. It's fun to make fun of.
Well, I'm an easy target.
You are fun to make fun of.
Yeah, I am.
So welcome back to APW Help for Homes. Keith and I run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Been in business for over 15 years here in the metro. So I always joke we're kind of like the best kept secret. So if you haven't heard of our services before and you just tuned in on the show when you're turning into the dial here this weekend, stay tuned. We've got lots of great stuff that we're talking about for your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning for your home. And we'd like to give lots of DIY tips, money saving tips, things to help you out. And then, of course, if it's something that you can't use or just don't want to, give us a call at APW. We're your local company right here in town. We do travel about an hour radius around our centrally located office here in Kansas City. So you rural folks around the Kansas City metro, we love to help you guys out as well. So we'll make that drive to come see you, and there's no extra cost for us to do that. So do take that into consideration. 913-825-6600 is the number to call. And just before we jump back into our great topics about why the heck you'd want to have your furnace inspected, because it's mechanical equipment, because you should basically take care of things that you have fire running in, especially if you have gas or propane furnaces. Electric appliance in your home, if you have all electric home and you have an air handler, which is same thing, purpose as a furnace, warming the air through your home in the wintertime, you want to make sure that you're getting a safety and clean check done once a year. But we got some more topics to talk about as far as that's concerned. Take advantage of the radio special $59 furnace safety and clean check. And that's $125 value. We also have the free estimate on the, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Keith is, he looks like he's going to fall asleep over here. Free air treatment, free humidifier with the purchase of a combo furnace AC from APW in the month of October. Call for your free estimate. If you really just want to find out what the pricing is, no cost, no obligation, we'll get that to you. And then you folks can be your own best judge of whether or not APW can help you out in the future. But if you do go with it in the month of October, you get free air treatment and free humidifier. 913-825-6600. So hopefully I'm not boring you too much over there.
No, I was just trying to see how far I can extend in this chair, like if I'm like a bed type of thing.
Oh my goodness. Good thing we have no way of recording the show. So yeah.
It's a
good thing
to
show.
You,
right.
Ron.
Right, exactly.
Ron's a producer. Ron's he doesn't count.
He's just over here laughing at us all the time.
Yeah.
No.
He said he liked me more than you.
Maybe we have better radio voices than than TV appearance. So that's probably
no. You'd look great on TV. Me, on the other hand, not so great.
You are literally laying down in the chair right now.
Yeah, almost.
So you're just lounging back.
Yeah, but I'm lounging back with my friends.
Yes,
right. All 6 million of them.
That's right.
And so we appreciate 6 million people listening. It's kind of cool.
Yes, I know. Right? Kind of cool.
Now, here's the whole thing is the heat exchanger, what we have to be considered about is the heat exchanger putting out the carbon monoxide.
What is the heat exchanger? In case folks just tuned in, Keith. Come on,
they've been listening the whole time.
They haven't. Maybe some have.
Heat exchanger is what on your gas furnace is what the gas enters and burns to heat up the metal. Okay, so the metal can heat up the air, so you get warm air throughout your entire bungalow.
Thank you.
So
now you've all been caught up, all 6 million of you.
All 6 million. So that heat exchanger gets a crack in it, and it causes excess amount of oxygen to enter the heat exchanger, which creates carbon monoxide. Now, everybody will say to me, but Keith, I have a carbon monoxide detector. Well, you kind of do. See, the codes require 70 parts per million at 2 hours for a carbon monoxide detector to go off. However, if you look at a lot of the studies that have been done, as low as 9 parts per million affect you negatively. So you could have a carbon monoxide detector right there. You can still get headaches, aches and pains. You can get flu-like symptoms. Now, once you start to get to vomiting and that kind of stuff, it's getting really bad, right? But you know what? Most major fire departments at 25 parts per million evacuate buildings.
Right.
OSHA's at 30 parts per million, right?
So, and your carbon monoxide detector still has not gone off. It's the poor thing, because they have to measure that for the 2 or even 4 hours at a time, depending on what you bought and you purchased. So that's pretty important. And just folks, we just like educate. We want to just share that information because it's the information we used to not know until we got into the industry. And then when we started sharing the information, and it surprised and shocked us. So,
how bad it is?
Yeah, of the fact that a carbon monoxide detector, you have to have that type of exposure for such a long period of time. Folks, believe me, if you have flu-like symptoms and no fever, there's probably something else going on, and it could be your furnace. For a nominal fee of $59, our radio special, you can get a furnace safety inspection done, and we'll just make sure you're getting peace of mind. We're taking care of the furnace to make sure you're taking care of efficiency. You lose up to 5% efficiency, meaning money going out of your wallet, each year not maintaining your mechanical equipment, but you also will make sure that the system, your furnace, is running safely for your home, for your family, for your pets, and especially if it's an aging older unit. If it's 5+ years old and you're not doing a safety inspection, you should absolutely be doing it. If you have an 80 percenter, you should absolutely without a doubt be doing it. But that
doing what?
Doing the $59 furnace safety inspection is what you should be doing. So there's a couple different reasons. And a lot of it is because even now, in the last 2 to 5 years, depending on which manufacturer, they have completely redesigned the heat exchanger in your furnace and made it such a much better design. Why we didn't do this so many years ago, you know, beyond me. But the way they used to do it, stretched the metal in the heat exchanger. And at those stretches, at those bends, if you will, is where we find cracks all the time. So we just want to make sure that you know and that you yourself have the peace of mind that your furnace is running the way it should every single winter.
So, you know what we're going to talk about next week?
What are we talking about?
Because I don't have enough time, because you'll rush me and I don't want to rush this.
Okay.
We have to talk about 80 percenters that you call 80% furnaces, and the issues, individual issues we have with those 80% furnaces.
And what to look out for and how to take care of it.
Right. We're going to go a little bit more next week on the $59 tune, because I'm going to get into the flues, which are extremely important. Companies don't check them enough. Customers don't. And it gets very dangerous
in
houses.
And it's a very nominal fee just to take care of those things.
Right.
If you know what you're looking for, you can take care of it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you to go up in your...
You can do it yourself.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to go to your attic. I'll help you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay a service tech. I'll tell you what to do to go up in your attic and look for them. And it's nothing more than those few moments could actually... Maybe nothing will ever happen, right? But that one time, that could make a world of difference for your family. And let's face it, we all agree that's the most important thing is our family, right?
Right.
We protect them. We take care of them. And you know what? That's why we're talking to you, because all 6 million of you are kind of like our family.
Absolutely.
That's why I tell you all the personal things I probably shouldn't.
Right, exactly. Thank you for listening to APW Help for Homes. We're really almost out of time.
And matter of fact, since you guys are all family, can I borrow some money?
Yeah, no. Oh, my gosh.
No?
Do give us a call if you need that $99 whole home plumbing inspection that comes with a tanked water heater flush. So we're really going to take care of you with doing that with APW. $59 furnace safety and clean check. That's a $125 value for just $59. And then a combo purchase gives you a free air treatment and humidifier with furnace and air conditioner. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. Call 913-825-6600. Have a great weekend.